Hello. Welcome to another Guitar Noise podcast. My name is David Hodge, managing editor of Guitar Noise, www.guitarnoise.com. And we're here to continue on learning about strumming. So pull up a chair, grab your guitar, and let's go. Strumming, as we've spoken before, is all about rhythm. And part of rhythm is knowing note durations. There's a vast misconception a lot of times on guitarists as what strumming is all about, because they tend to break it all into up and down. And that's what we've been doing to get ourselves started. But when we're talking about up and down, what are we really talking about? We're talking about a way to divide a beat. A beat is a unit of counting in order to keep the time of a song. So, for instance, if a song is in 4/4 time and we want to just play four downstrokes, one downstroke per beat, we'd be going 1, 2, 3, 4. It's easy enough. Those single beats are what we call quarter notes. And more often than not, as far as the guitarist is concerned, we tend to strum in terms of quarter notes, eighth notes, which are half of a quarter note, and sixteenth notes, which are a quarter of a quarter note, if that makes sense. It's easier to help make sense of it by the old tried and true method of counting out loud, which usually freaks most people out. But it's something which becomes essential in getting started with counting and in terms of keeping the rhythm. So what we're going to do right now is very, very simple exercise to help you get used to different types of beats. And I want you to don't be afraid to count out loud, because it will really, really help you a lot when we get into some more complicated rhythms. And to get over that right now is one of the best things that you can do. So first off, we're going to start out with quarter notes. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're going to strum a chord. And for the sake of just having an easy chord to strum, let's go with E minor. Okay, that's easy enough. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Easy enough, right? Now, we've talked about eighth notes before in our terms of going down and up within the same beat. And if you're tapping your foot moves rather rhythmically. And you just don't just go da-da-da-da-da-da with your foot. You go 1, 2. You can hear it clicking like a metronome would. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the up part of the eighth note strum is when we're coming up with our right in between the two beats. And again, it's very rhythmic and very even. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Okay, you with me so far? Okay. 16th notes are when we have half this time of the eighth notes. So within one beat, we're going to want to go down, up, down, up. So if I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, I want to actually be counting 1, 2, 3, 4, because now my downstrokes are going to take place on both the numbers in the and. 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm going to fill those spaces in between, which would be the 16th notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So far, so good. Now we've got one more thing that we should take a look at right off the bat, and that's triplets. Triplets are when we evenly divide one beat into three. So it would be, if we're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, triplet would be 1 and 2 and 3 and How do we strum a triplet? There's a lot of debate about this, and ultimately it has to be your decision. A lot of people will use a constant alternating motion going down and up. One, and up, two, and up, three, and up, four, and up. Personally, I think that if you do that, you run the risk of turning your triplets into 16th notes, just simply because it's a very easy thing to just speed it up. And so what I try to do myself is to make sure that every new beat is met with a downstroke. Now, to do that means that my last upstroke is going to be not regular. I'm going to go one and up, two and up, three and up, four and up, one and up, two and up, three and up, four and up. So it's going down, up, down, 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 down, down. And you can hear that in order to make that down, I'm going to have to really do kind of like a hiccup on my up, the fourth up. Actually, the second up, isn't that? Down and up. Yeah, second one. Sorry about that. Anyway, that's one of the reasons why this is so hard to do just over the internet without any kind of visual cues. But we'll make do. So here's the exercise that you can do to make your life a little interesting, to make sure that you gain control over your strumming. What we're going to do initially is we're going to start out with one measure each of first a measure of eighth quarter notes, then a measure of eighth notes, then a measure of triplets, and then finally a measure of sixteenths. So if I count very nice and evenly, one, two, three, four, now quarter notes, one, two, three, four, now eighth notes, one, and two, and three, and four, now triplets, one, and two, and three, and four, now sixteenths, two, and three, and four. Now, trying to say all of that is undoubtedly throwing me off and making me not sound even. So we're going to do the same thing. This time, I'm just going to count 1, 2, 3, 4 to make our life a little easier. So E minor chords, and remember, we're going to start with quarter notes, eighth notes, triplets, 16th notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. How'd you do? Let's try that all again. One, two, three, four. 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 Not too bad. Now, when you've gotten to this point, you're just about there. The ultimate goal of the exercise is to be able to play four beats, and each beat being either a quarter note, two eighth notes, three triplets, or four sixteenth notes. So I'm going to do it in that order very, very slowly. One, two, three, four. One, two. Too bad. You'll be able to read more exercises and see more of the practical application of this in one of the new articles that should be up online in Guitar Noise right now. It's called Beyond Up and Down. And hopefully, between the text and the podcast, you'll find that this would be a lot easier than just sitting and trying to figure it all out. Okay? Great. Okay. Then let's go back to what we were doing at the end of our last podcast. using that beat, missing the up, the down strum. We'll talk about that in just a second. And we're going to combine that particular strumming pattern with adding hammer-ons, and also we'll be doing a little bit of pulling off as well, in order to, again, create a more interesting strumming pattern than just the basic one that we had. So what I'd like to do is, last time out, we were using a D chord, and we were strumming on our beats. We were going one was down, two, we did his eighth notes, we were going down, up. The third beat, we weren't doing a thing. We're missing the down and then coming back up on the second half of it. So it would be like we had another eighth note thrown in there, but an eighth note rest in between. And then on the fourth, we're just going down. So again, with our D chord, it would be one, two, three, four, down, down, up, skip, up, down, down. So let's start with that basic strum. Now, what we want to do on the first beat is we're going to strum down, but instead of having our full D chord formed, we're going to leave the high E string open. So on one, we're going to strum down, and it'll sound like that, which is a D sus 2 or D add 9 or whatever you want to call it. We're not going to worry about that too much right now. But as soon as we hit that, one, then we're going to hammer on, hammering on with our middle finger, so it'll be one and, okay, one and, almost sounds like Anticipation by Carly Simon, okay, so, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Not too bad. Now let's make the strumming even more interesting. On the up of the second half of the second beat, okay, did you get that? All right. We're going to, by that time, remove our middle finger again from the high E string so that when we do that up, it's going to sound like that instead of this. Okay. So, talking the whole thing through slowly, one is down with no middle finger on our D chord, so the E string is open. The end of one is when we hammer that middle finger back on to get a full D chord. Two, we're strumming down again, full D chord. And the end, as soon as we strum that two, on our end, we're going to come up, but we're also going to remove our middle finger. So two, and. All right, let's try this the first two beats. So, three and four and one and two and. Let's do that again. So, three and four and one and two and. All right. We've got one and two. Three, we're going to skip the down, but come up on the and. We're still going to have our finger off the high E string. And then when we come down on four, we're still going to keep it off. So then when we start one of the next measure, we're going to repeat with a hammer. Let's see if we can do this. So very slowly, and we'll do how to do two measures. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and How'd you do? Let's try it again, okay? Three and four and one. Now, one of the very inherent problems of doing things slowly is that you feel like, oh my God, it really doesn't sound like much. But it doesn't take very long once you've done something slowly and your fingers get comfortable with it to gather up speed and move a little bit quicker to make it sound like something. So, let us try to pick it up slightly. One, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, two, and three, four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and. Not too bad. Now, let's try the same thing with an A chord. Okay, A major. The difference here is that we're going to be using the B string. We normally have the second fret on the B string. And we're going to start with the B string open for our one, then hammer onto it for the and. And again, repeat the same thing that we were doing in the D, only using an A. So the two will be down full on the A, but the up afterwards on the two and is going to be opening up the B string again. So, just those first two notes, that first two beats, sorry, three and four and one and two and. Okay, did you catch that? Let's try it again. Three and four and one and two and. Okay, then we'll skip three. And hit the up on the three and then the down on the four, again leaving the B string open for all of that. So it will be one and two and three and four. Okay, let's try that again. Two and three and four and one and two. So, we've got a couple of things that we can do now with this particular pattern. Then what? Well, chord progressions are what we make up of songs. So now that we can do this particular pattern, the object is to try to do it while changing chords. So let's try two measures of A using what we just did, followed by two measures of D. Again, same pattern. So, two and three and four and A. Now D. All of a sudden we have something more interesting than just strumming an A and a D chord as part of a song. Let's try that again. One and two and three, A and four and. Now D. Back to A. Work. Pat yourself in the back there. Okay. You're probably at this point going, hey, has he forgotten about that bass strum thing we did all the way back in the first podcast? Now, sorry to say that we're going to try to make all your nightmares come true and add all of the three elements that we've been dealing with, put them all together here. We're going to work with that strumming pattern that we started off with, the very basic down, down, up, up, down. We're going to add the taking the fingers on and off that we've just done with the D and the A. And to make it, again, more interesting and have a little bit more fun, and also to get you used to being able to pick up and down, we're going to use a kind of alternating bass strum to get us started with. So let's start with our A chord, okay? Here's what we have been doing. Two and three and four and one and two and three and four. All right, you with me on this? The first thing that I want to do is I want to change our hammer from being on the one to being on the four. So on the first beat, we're going to eliminate the hammer. We're just going to start out with an A chord, and then we'll throw the hammer on to the fourth beat. So, in other words, instead of it being one and two and three and four, it's going to be starting with an A. One, two, and three, and four. You hear how the hammer comes in? Four and. Okay? So let's try that again. Two, three, four, one, two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, two, and three, and four, and one, two, and three, and four, and. Not too bad. Now, I'm also really exaggerating my hammer here so that you can hear it. I'm afraid that I'm not mic'd adequately enough and so that it's coming through. But be that as it may, on our first beat, instead of just playing the chord, let's start out by just hitting the A bass note, the open A string. So it should sound, one is hitting the A string, two is going down on the full A chord. The end of two is coming back up, but having removed your finger from the B string. Three is a skip, but end of three is coming back up. Again, no finger on the B string. And four, we're going down. And then the end of four is when we do the hammer to back on the B string. I hope you got that. Here we go. One and two and three and four and 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 one and two and three and four and. All right. So far, not too bad. Yes, there's more. On the first beat, we're currently hitting the A note, the open A string. That's the first beat, and that's a down. What I want to do on the end of one is I want to come up. I'm going to come up on the D string where my finger's on the second fret. That's an E note. Now, again, part of the reason for doing this is to get ourselves used to being able to keep that sock puppet motion. I bet you thought I wasn't going to bring that up either. With our hand going down and up, down and up, down and up, keeping it very steady. So, one again is the open A string, and is up on the D string, where our finger's already set. Two is down on the whole A chord. Up is up, but having removed our finger from the B string to have that open B string ringing out. So one and two and. Let's try that again. One and two and. Now, believe it or not, there's a sinister ulterior motive behind this as well. you'll find that if you're really going wild with your strumming, you're going to have a hard time just keeping your hand in place enough to be able to do this. And one of the things that you really have to learn early as a beginner is that there's a big difference between playing the guitar and showmanship. We're used to watching people either in videos or in concerts performing these wild things where their hands are all over the place. That's all fine and dandy once you know how to do it. But it's not going to help you gain control to be able to do the basics that you need. So you need to learn to just keep things in a nice little area that you can control. When I go down on the A, and I come back up on the D, I'm not going to go very far. It's just kind of a cocking motion to be ready for the rest of the down on that A chord. So down, up, slight up. Down on the rest of the chord, then up is again just some of the strings. It's not about strumming willy-nilly hither and yon. It's about having control of what you're doing. And this may seem like it's an awful lot of overkill, but the thing is it becomes very natural. The more control that you have, the more your hands like it, and the easier it is to play. So now let's add 3 and 4, which is going to be the same. 3 is going down but missing. Up is still coming up on the A chord without the B string being fretted. And 4 is going down on the same thing. And is doing the hammer-on. So, 1... Let's try it a little quicker, but for more reasons than not, just to get it to feel a little bit more natural, because right now you're doing this so slowly, you're probably wondering, my God, this isn't going to sound good at all. But it will. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 1. The only difference between what we just did with the A and what we're going to do with the D is the fact that we want to use our open D string as our first down. We're going to come up on the G string where our finger's already on the second fret. It's an A note. 1 and 2. And then on that and, we're removing our middle finger from the high E string to open it up. 3 is a skip. And is up again. 4 is down, and then hammering on to finish off the D chord. So it's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Okay, let's try that. 2 measures of A, 2 measures of D. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 I really think that you can do it. So keep practicing, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, okay?